97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from some of your favorite movies and some of your favorite TV shows. Players on Spike TV Tuesdays at 10:30. Matt Walsh is on the phone. Matt, how are you, dude? Good morning.
I'm fine. Thank you for asking, Big Papa.
Dude, it's all good. Where am I catching you this morning?
I am inside a studio in a giant building in Manhattan.
Nice. Do you have any windows?
Of course not. Why do you need why does radio need windows?
Yeah, seriously.
You are basically a rat in a cage.
Yeah, I really am. I consider myself a performing monkey. I have to be entertaining between 6 and 10. After that, nobody cares.
You don't need anything uplifting to look at while you're doing your job, right?
No. It's funny. My fiance actually works in an office building, and she has no real sunlight.
Oh, God.
So she has like a weather widget on her computer, and that's the only way she knows what's going on outside. It could be a thunderstorm. It could be snowing. It could be sunshine, raining. She has no idea.
She might be working on a mining planet off of Saturn, for all she knows.
It really truly is. So, Matt, I feel like I know you already, because you've been an upright Citizens Brigade. You got the new thing, Players on Spike TV.
Yeah.
You've been in all my favorite movies.
Oh, thank you.
Did you
love me in Avatar?
You know what? You were a sexy chick in the blue in Avatar.
That was all motion capture, and I lost like 150 pounds. And I had breast inserts for a year.
Did you get sick of playing with them?
You know what? You can't begrudge a man for enjoying that.
Seriously, if you tell the guy, hey, we're going to give you boobs for 24 hours, they would not leave the house.
No, of course not.
And they would all have carpal tunnel.
That would be a great way for the terrorists to destroy us. Insert breasts in every man in this country.
So talk to me about... I got the visual. And of course they're blue because you brought up Avatar.
They have to be Avatar blue, yeah.
They have to be Avatar blue. So talk to me about Players Tuesday 10:30 at Spike TV.
It's based on my experiences working at a sports bar when they opened in my town outside of Chicago. It just blew people's mind because there was like a Papa Shot machine indoors. It was like people felt like it was illegal, or you could eat National League nachos underneath a poster of Dennis Rodman riding a tiger.
Right.
Like it was just like a cultural revolution. So this is about restaurant as family, like how the, you know, people party together and have romance together and all that. And it's completely improvised. We hammer out the outlines, much like Curb Your Enthusiasm, and then all the dialogue is improvised by the actors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we have a lot of great people coming on. Ian Roberts plays my co-star.
Nice.
Matt Besser from the Upright Citizens Brigade steps in, and Paul Scheer from Human Giant. Horatio Sanz plays a porn director. We have a lot of interesting things happening in the first season.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool. I mean, you to be able to have that kind of freedom and just be like, okay, here's the scenario. Here's where we want to go. I mean, does it even come down to here's where we want to go with it? Or is it like, here's the scenario, go?
Absolutely. They're completely okay with the subject matter. Spike was very cool about taking the show wherever we wanted. You can say, you know, a curse word twice, but you can't say it 10 times. Those are about the only discussions you have.
Okay. Well, considering it's cable, you can't really complain about that, you know?
No.
I mean, the only way you can get even further is if you were on like an HBO kind of a thing, but this is perfect.
No, it is. Know? It's really been great, and it's great to like bring in everyone you know to come in. Ken Jeong is going to do something in it. He was in The Hangover.
I'm afraid to bring up The Hangover for a couple reasons. Number one,
nudity?
I saw way too much of him.
Yeah.
Or
not that much of him.
Yeah. I mean, was it really cold that day?
I don't know. We could call Ken. We could ask him ourselves.
So, people know you as the doctor in The Hangover. I hesitated bringing it up because I didn't want it to be like, oh, hey, we're talking to the doctor from The Hangover, because that's such a small part of what you've done.
Had a bigger impact on this country than just my 2 minutes in The Hangover.
So I have to ask. There are talks that The Hangover is doing a sequel. Has anything been coming your way as far as being a part of that, or no?
I'm the first person they want to lock in. It's like if they did another Bourne Identity, to go to Matt Damon first. I am the first actor. Todd Phillips says, you know, if you're in, I'll do this, and I said I'll do it. So
nice.
They are writing it. No, they are going to write it, and I think it might happen overseas, and I'm friends with Zach and Ed, and I'm pretty sure they're doing it, so that'll be great.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I got to say, I got to tell you, I loved you in Road Trip, and I loved you in Old School, too.
Oh, so, thank you very much.
I don't want to kiss your ass, but at the same time, those are some of my favorite movies, and the fact that you're a part of them, you know, just kind of, again, I feel like I know you, you know?
No, it's been great. I've had a tremendous opportunity to be in really funny movies, which is all you can ask for as a comedian.
And that's the thing, when you got into comedy, did you want to parlay that into movies or just kind of stumble upon it? Or is the money better? Or how did that kind of happen?
I think everyone gets into comedy for the same reason you do rock and roll. There's just so many groupies that are throwing themselves after you.
Oh, yeah. It's all about the women. Absolutely. Why do you think I'm in radio? I got way more play than the fat guy should for a long time, brother.
Radio probably does almost as good as rock and roll performing, right?
It is. It is, except the voice never matches the body.
But, I mean, you throw your scraps to the rock stars, right? Like, the ladies come after you.
No, we throw them to the interns, actually.
We do. That's a good show, then. That's very nice of you.
Again, we're talking to Matt Walsh. The show is called Players. It's on Spike TV Tuesdays at 10:30. Now, you're knee deep in this show. This is it's Tuesdays at 10:30. What else is on the horizon? Do you have any other things kind of brewing in the background? Because the way it seems in this business is you have something going on, but you're always like trying to work like a couple things ahead, always making sure you're not out of work for any extended amount of time.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I have a couple movies, a small movie coming out called Wild Girls Gone, which is on like iTunes, just came out today.
Nice.
The UCB made. There's a movie called Cyrus I'm in that's going to come out this summer with John C. Reilly and Jonah Hill. That's really good.
Sweet.
Then there's talk that we might re-landscape the backyard, the wife and I.
Very cool.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Nice. Now, here's a question. You've worked with some of the funniest people in the world today. How is it? Is it a generality that normally they're not as funny at, like, 24/7? Like they turn it on and turn it off? Like, people say that I'm real reserved and quiet when I'm not on the air. It's like I turn it on when I'm on the air. Do you get that kind of sense from all these people? Like you mentioned the Jonah Hill and all these other people that you've worked with, you know?
Generally, on a funny movie that like succeeds, that turns out to be a good movie, people are pretty loose and joking around a lot.
I mean, okay.
when they go home, they might unplug, but when you're on set, obviously, like, people like Will Ferrell or, you know, whoever, Will Arnett or these guys, Andy Richter, like guys from the movies I've done, Zach Galifianakis, they're always up for goofing around. So I think they're genuinely funny people. And they probably unplug when they get home, but like if they're at work or if they're around other comedians, Ken Jeong, all those people, you tend to want to screw around because it passes the time and it helps the process because you end up doing things that sort of end up in the movie.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. And I'm sure there are times where, you know, comedies where you're decompressed and then you have to turn it on just for the take and then off again and the fun really doesn't kind of show through, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in general, a comedy movie succeeds if the atmosphere is loose and sort of friendly.
Yep.
And the director lets you kind of explore it a little bit. If it's too uptight, unless it's like an amazing, perfect script, like, I guess if you're like Woody Allen and you've already written all the jokes, you just have to say them.
Right.
Then that's a different thing. But if it's sort of like a broader commercial comedy, all the good directors just want you to have fun, and they're very cooperative. They want to collaborate.
Well, sure. Well, Matt, that's why Players is so cool. Again, we're talking to Matt Walsh, Players, Spike TV Tuesdays at 10:30, because it is, here's the scene, here's the premise, go. And so it's just really just laid back, loose, and just kind of go with it, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, it is. We get really funny people who are the main characters, June Raphael, who's a big actress, Daniel Schneider. This guy, Jack McGee, who's like been a cop or fireman in every movie you've ever seen.
I love that.
Yeah, he's like that guy. since Backdraft, he's been on the screen. But yeah, you get them to say however their character, you put them in the funny situation, you get them to say it however their character would say it. And then you get to do, you know, retakes where we say, okay, that was a funny line, or say this, and you can use them like a little wind-up toy. Say, why don't you say this?
Nice. Very cool. One more thing before you go. It's called the Quick Six. It's 6 questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
I have to be honest, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
This isn't Hollywood Matt Walsh. This is real Matt Walsh.
No, this is Matt Walsh. After
real deal
walks,
Holyfield.
Yeah, this is Matt Walsh to his wife.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Last song you downloaded to your iPod.
Never Gonna Change by Naked, or not Naked, Drive By Truckers.
If you weren't doing comedy, what would you be doing for a living?
Unfortunately, I would have been in psychology. I would have been a psychologist.
Oh, really? Did you go to school for it or no?
I did. I did 5 years of undergrad and about a half a year of master's work.
Your parents must have been so proud when you dropped out.
Don't do it. If anyone's listening, don't get into psychology.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Godfather. Anyone, except for three.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
I'll watch it twice.
If you're going on if you're going to do a live stand-up thing, what are the, do you have like a routine? Like, do you have like a, you got to have this kind of a drink, that kind of a thing?
I may have a beer, and then I tell everyone backstage, you cannot look me in the eyes.
Joan Jett pulled that once. That's fantastic.
Did she really?
Yeah, at a concert I was at. No one was allowed to look her in the eye.
Maybe she's attractive and people are staring at her. I don't really have that
She had
problem.
A mohawk. It was bad.
Oh, okay.
It was bad.
Felt insecure about her.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Can I pick two?
Sure.
Smile and personality.
I see. I figured you were going to go for the blue avatar boobs. That's where I thought you were going. And finally, Matt Walsh, favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult? I'm going to go wrist rocket.
All right, sounds good. It is Matt Walsh, Players on Spike TV Tuesdays at 10:30. You know him from Upright Citizens Brigade, The Doctor in The Hangover. He was also in Road Trip, Old School, and a bunch of other stuff. And, dude, thank you so much for the time, and
awesome.
Hope to talk to you soon, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, it's Matt Walsh, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.